You know, this morning, every pain and every problem you have, the solution is found here this morning. Every hope that you have, the solution is found here this morning. And by here, I don't mean church. And by here, I don't mean by your own work of your own hands. And by here, I don't mean by the person next to you. By here, I mean in the body and blood of Christ. So I want you to take up your communion cup this morning. And this morning, we're going to declare just within ourselves that we need him, that we need him. We don't just need him where we're hurt. We need him where we have hope. Because if we put our hope in what we can do, if we put our hope in our positioning outside of Christ, then we're really in a hopeless situation. So what we do is we on our own recognize that on our own that we don't have much to offer or much to give. The world can look at us and say, you have a lot to offer, you have a lot to give. The church can look at us and say, you have a lot to offer, you have a lot to give. And we can walk in giftings and we can walk in certain things that actually is in our own strength. This morning we come into agreement and say, without him, we don't have anything of value to give the world. Without him, we are hopeless. So go ahead and shake your cup up if you haven't already and take out that the communion bread. Just lift it up and close your eyes. You know, we made a commitment this year to do communion every Sunday, which is unusual in my background. It's usually once a month, and it's just becoming so powerful to take even all the teaching and everything that we say and learn, and if it's the three levels of gratitude or the four ways to do this, or this is what grace means, is that none of it means anything without this act of Jesus dying for us. And so we thank God for that. And this morning as we partake, just with your eyes closed, just remember your salvation. Just remember the infilling of God's Spirit. Just remember the times that you felt completely loved by him. Remember what has been spoken over you. Remember what God is saying about you. And remember that in just as Jesus was here physically 2,000 years ago, he is with us in an even more tangible way. If we will accept it, we can experience him in those ways. And it says in Psalms that he is our shield that surrounds us. And we can think that's not very tangible, that it's just a mystical thing or a metaphorical thing. And it is a metaphor, but it's very real to us. So we break the bread this morning. We partake. And don't consume it too fast. Consume it and think about that you're digesting and that it's becoming a part of who you are now. It's sustaining you. It's feeding you. It's making things become real to you. Just raise up the cup and just with your eyes closed, just see the blood of Jesus washing away your sin. Then maybe be specific about it. Washing away your shame. Washing away the words that you've used to curse yourself, to say you're no good, you can't be used. And maybe you've never done this, but allow the blood of Jesus to wash away the words of cursing that you may have heard from a spouse, from a child, from a parent, from a boss. Let the love of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, who sacrificed for you, wash over you, and remember how much he loves you, that he loved you while you were yet a sinner. He cared for you. He sought after you. He died for you before you were even part of the family. And now that you're in, you don't have to work harder. You lean into him and you receive what he has for you this morning. Father, we put our hope in you completely. We don't work our sins out, but we work you into our lives, and we thank you for that. We take the cup and we remember you.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what